What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back at you here in the 3 o'clock hour, Gwen and Chris program. San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Padres will get back to it tonight. Not a moment too soon. Don't want to let last night linger any longer than it has to. Padres and Angels, game two coming up at a little after 6:30 tonight. Sam Levitt's pregame show at 5:40. You can set your watch by that. Padres 25-15 before we give up on the season. They're at about the 1/4 mark, right? 40 games out of 162. So you put together three more 25-15s, you'll have 100 wins for the first time in franchise history. Not saying they'll do it. Not saying they won't. Just saying 25-15. Last night stunk, but we're doing okay.
Yeah.
Overall. It doesn't make it easier. That was a tough one. I mean, it was hard to watch. Like Tony said, you're covering your eyes.
Yeah. Oh, in the ninth inning. Yes. I'm sitting there with the Scrabinators in the suite. Yeah. We'll talk about the Scrabinator night a little bit later. But I'm sitting there, and we're all just kind of watching like, oh, this is fine. Robert Suarez will get out of this. No big deal. Right. And then he just could not come anywhere near the zone.
No.
At all.
No.
Like high outside. That's what he was doing. He obviously just couldn't find it last night.
Well, Ruben Niebla came out early in the inning before he was really in trouble.
Yes.
And also, they had a meeting at the mound with the infielders, and then they had another one where Diaz went out. So they used up three mound visits in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And for the first time, I think almost since they put that rule in like 5-6 years ago.
It hurt them.
Right. They really could have used a mound visit there. Now, Niebla couldn't have come out regardless, because if a coach comes out twice, you have to take the guy out of the game. So
I did not. A coach?
Right. A coach or a manager. No, anybody.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
all right.
If anybody from the dugout comes out twice, you got to take the guy out of the game.
Okay, all right.
So, but what could have happened is Elias Diaz could have gone out and said, hey, keep your, you know, your whatever. Passed along a message.
Yeah.
They could have said, hey, tell him to close his shoulder. And then Elias Diaz could have run out and said, hey, you know, coach says close your shoulder or something. But he couldn't even do that. And you could tell that he was almost helpless behind the plate. He's like, I can't go out there.
Yeah. And, so, you know, I think it's important, too, and sorry, I was setting up things in the beginning. I don't know if you guys said this, but someone pointed this out to me last night, and it makes sense. Robert Suarez was not the only reason they lost that game. Fernando Tatis Jr. drops a foul ball down the line. Jake Cronenworth can't get to the ball up the middle. Diaz drops a third strike. Foul tip, third strike. Those are all outs right there.
All right. Yes, but I have to defend almost all of them.
Okay.
The Cronenworth was a dive.
Yeah, Cronenworth was a... It was tough. It was tough.
Okay, Fernando, that would have been a web gem beyond a web gem.
It was in his glove, though.
But he was racing full speed right into the wall, and he pulled up, and he got it in his glove, but it popped out trying to control it under a lot of duress. And the Elias Diaz drop foul tip, that is impossible for any catcher to control.
Okay.
It either goes in your glove or it pops out.
Simple as that. And let me, it popped out.
And let
That's
me be,
not on him. I'm just saying.
Yeah, let me be like, let me be truthful. I'm not sitting here saying that those guys are the reason. I'm just saying those are plays that could end a game.
Right. Everything happened. Right. The ninth inning was the perfect storm. But the biggest storm was, and look, Alec Jacob hasn't, you know, been in the wrath of too many people today, but he did serve up a frisbee. That was not a breaking ball. That was like spinning sideways. I used to, honestly, that pitch used to be called a little league spinner.
Yeah.
Like for a 9-year-old who's trying to throw a curveball and it just spins. That's what that pitch did. Taylor Ward should have hit that into the Western Metal Supply Company building. So, you know, everybody in that regard had a share in that ninth inning. And you know, you hope you get past it. You're going to lose at least one like that a year. Hopefully only one. All right, let's get to the Daily Gambit because we got a lot to get to. Games last night and tonight.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I mean it when I say that. Gamble responsibly.
Don't be the victim of the Warrior guy falling out of bounds and hitting a three-pointer the other day to beat the over-under spread or whatever it was.
Yes. Don't bet your mortgage. Don't bet your savings.
Because even if you're right, somebody can make a shot like that and make you wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. And all of your money melts away like this. Only bet. I was talking about this last night because we got into a big conversation about betting and all that. And I was like, people just need to. It's like drinking alcohol. In moderation, it's okay.
If you can set it aside, if you can set aside money that you consider to be entertainment value money and use that
income
to gamble, then go ahead.
Yes.
But once you start betting your rent check,
then you're in trouble.
Check yourself into rehab.
Yes, there is gambling rehab. So if you have a problem or think you have a problem, look into it. All right.
That said, let's go right to the bets.
I know. It's always I said this last night. It's always really hard to deliver this PSA and then be and the Celtics were 6-point favorites over the Knicks last night.
I know.
You chose the Knicks. I chose the Celts. Knicks won 121-113. Minnesota, -5.5 over the Warriors last night. You chose Warriors. I went Wolves. Wolves won 117-110. Which game had more points? Celts, Knicks, -10, or Warriors and T-Wolves? And you went with the Knicks and the Celtics. I went Wolves, Warriors. So the Knicks and Celtics combined for 234, but the spread took it down to 224. The T-Wolves and the Warriors combined for 227, so they win.
And another, who cares, last-second three-point shot was made by Golden State to get them over that number. I'm just saying.
That is funny.
But it happened
again. That is
funny
how
it keeps happening.
Again.
Yeah.
Who scored more points in their game, Jason Tatum or Anthony Edwards? You said Tatum. I said Ant-Man. Before Tatum tore his Achilles, he had 42 points.
Yeah, he was having a night. But he was also about to shoot them out of the game also. So he scores a lot, but anyway, it's hard to be critical of Jason Tatum today. He's not going to play basketball for another year after that.
Ant-Man had 30, so.
Yeah, Ant-Man was good, but not enough.
Not Tatum good.
No.
The Edmonton Oilers -1.5 on the puck line over the Vegas Golden Knights. You went Oilers. I went Vegas. Oilers won convincingly, 3-0.
Look out for the oil.
Look out for the oil, he says.
Yes.
Padres Angels over under 7 runs. Both of us said under. It would have been under when it was 5-3 when Robert Suarez came into the game.
Your addition is really bad. I mean,
is it 5+3 equal 8?
Yes, and that's not under 7.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking 9. I was thinking 9 for some reason.
8 is still not under 7. Good try, though.
Do you know why 6 is afraid of 7? Because 7, 8, 9. That's a good one. I'm trying to take attention away from my bad math.
Yes, I know. I know a couple of number jokes like that, but they're not for air.
Okay. Let's go to this one. The Rangers were -1.5 on the run line over the Rockies. We both chose Texas.
Yeah.
Now, there was a no-hitter. The Rockies were throwing a no-hitter, I think, through like six?
Five and two-thirds,
okay?
Right.
Well, Texas ended up winning that game, but they only won by one, so the Rockies win this bet.
Understand that the Rockies pitcher had a no-hitter going with a 1-0 lead. The first hit he gave up was a two-run homer to put them behind. And then understand that the Rockies loaded the bases in the ninth inning with one out and, of course, hit into a double play. So
that's Rockies baseball. Where was that last night? Angels.
Yeah, right. We could. Well, it wasn't there because we didn't give the guy a strike into a double play.
I know.
That's the problem.
Who had more strikeouts last night? Michael King or Tyler Molly? And we both said King. King had 8. Molly had 5.
All right, I was 4-4 last night. You were 3-5. We got to go quick, Scrape, so let's do it. Cleveland trying to stay alive, -8 at home against Indiana. Donovan Mitchell, game-time decision. So you're going to risk it? Because Cleveland figures to win the game, but if Donovan Mitchell doesn't play, then they don't figure to win the game. It's a tough bet.
I'm going to go Pacers. They're going to close it out.
Well, yeah, I'm going to say Cleveland stays alive but by 8. Yeah, I'll take Cleveland. OKC -10 over Denver. I think people are way too in love with OKC.
Well, that's all we heard about all season was how great they were.
Yeah, well, they're not. I'm watching them. They're good, but their defense has been chewed up pretty good by Denver. I'll take the Nuggets +10 here. How about you?
I'll take the Nuggies, too.
Nuggies?
Yeah.
Which game gets more? Cleveland-Indy -10 points or OKC-Denver? So you get 10 points more if you take OKC and Denver.
Oh, OKC and Denver +10. I'm gonna go with OKC Denver.
OKC Denver. They've been playing much more. Yeah, I'm gonna go that also. Jokic, 50.5.
Points for rebounds plus assists?
Yes. Points plus rebounds plus assists. Sometimes he does that like in the first quarter.
I know.
And then you'd feel like an idiot for betting under.
I'm gonna go it's your turn.
Yeah. Over seems the way to go in the playoffs for the Jokic. He won't guard anybody, but he'll get all those numbers.
I'll go over, too.
Who gets more three-pointers made? Tyrese Halliburton of the Pacers, Jamal Murray of the Nuggets. Made three-pointers. Who'd you say? You didn't say.
Who was the other guy?
Jamal Murray.
I'm going to go Halliburton because he's been on fire.
He's clutch. All right, I'll take Jamal Murray to win an NBA title. Dallas Stars -1.5 over the Winnipeg Jets.
J-E-T-S.
Dallas leads the series 2-1. This is a must for Winnipeg. I will take them plus 1.5.
If it's a must, backs against the wall, take the team with their backs against the
wall. They got to tie the series. Dodgers A's, 9 runs tonight at Dodgers Stadium.
A's are not bad.
I know.
I'm going to go over. I'm going to go over.
A's are nicely over 500. It's not a good pitching matchup. I'll say over as well. And finally, Arizona, which got 2 homers to beat the Giants last night. Both were hit by Corbin Carroll, who has bounced back huge this year.
Yes.
In his third season.
He is.
He looks like the Rookie of the Year guy from 2 years ago. Arizona favored by 1.5. I will take San Francisco because Robbie Ray is pitching, and he's been great. They get 1.5.
Who's pitching for the Diamondbacks?
Brandon Fought. Who's 6-7-1. He's having a nice year himself.
I'm going to go with the D-backs.
Giants have lost 4 in a row.
Don't look now.
By the way, Cardinals have won 9 in a row. Their game has already been rained out tonight, though.
Yes.
Cardinals, and it was going to be the... They just took it off my screen.
Philly, maybe?
Yes. Cardinals and Phillies rained out. One other game was rained out tonight already also.
Oh, let me just look at my fantasy lineup. Oh, Orioles and Twins postponed.
And the Twins have an 8-game winning streak. So both long winning streaks have been postponed tonight. More Gwen and Chris coming up after we check some traffic.
Traffic's not ready.
Oh, then we won't check traffic until later in the break. Fault.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Tony's at the stadium, as you know, Petco Park. He and Jesse have the call tonight. Game two of the series between the Padres and Halos. Dylan Cease back to the mound tonight for the Padres, coming off the outstanding performance last week in New York. And hopefully, no cramping in the forearm.
That was scary.
Yeah, it was. I thought, man, this is not good. He pulled a tendon or something. I didn't know. Nobody did.
Yeah.
But the fact that he's right back in there making his next start, a good sign indeed.
I don't think I've ever had a cramp in my forearm before.
Yeah, I may have and just not known what it was.
I should just try to throw like sliders all day and see what happens.
What's one of the funnier things you can experience? How about up and your foot is completely asleep?
Why is that funny?
Well, it's just one of those weird things. Like, you get up and you're like, now you can't walk, or you can, but you're
limping.
Yeah, it's just a weird thing that happens to us is all.
Yes. I sleep on my arm sometimes, and I wake up and my arm is completely...
Your arm falls asleep?
Yeah, it falls asleep.
Sorry to hear that.
I also have something called sleep paralysis.
What happens there?
You wake up, but your body can't move.
What?
Yeah, it's a thing. It's a thing.
And so what happens?
You sit there until your brain like actually wakes up and allows you to move. Because when you go to sleep, something in your brain stops you from moving. And I don't have that. And so there you go.
How long is this? How many times has that happened to you?
Sleep paralysis?
My goodness.
I don't know.
I don't like it.
30, 40, 50 times? I don't know.
I'm not happy with that.
Chat,
you
got some sleep paralysis out there? Let me know. You're not alone.
There's such a thing, huh?
Google it. It's a thing.
I'm not up for it.
He's not up for it, he says.
Not really.
Okay. All right. Whatever.
All right. Couple of quick things. First of all, this is crazy story right here. Are you ready? Dick Mountain is back.
Where is he going? Yes, I did see this. This is ridiculous.
Dick Mountain. Now everybody's out there, what are you talking about? That's the nickname of the former Padre left-hander Rich Hill. 45 years old, Rich Hill. Came to the Padres, what, 2 years ago? Maybe 3 now.
Tried to help them down the stretch, did not help them down the stretch. And I believe that was a season that frittered away into nothing.
Yeah, yeah, that was
2023, so it was two seasons ago.
That was tough.
Rich Hill is now 45. He signed a minor league deal today with the Kansas City Royals. That is one of the few teams that Rich Hill has not yet played for. So if he does make it back to the big leagues with the Royals, and he was going to be given an opportunity, that would be his 14th team, and that would tie him with former pitcher Edwin Jackson, the most teams ever played for in Major League Baseball.
You're telling me there's not one better pitcher than Rich Hill in the Royal system?
Getting the arm loosened
up. Seriously, you know what I mean? I'll start throwing if that's the case.
Yeah, Rich Hill, not too effective in recent vintage.
By the way, everybody is saying that there are a lot of sleep paralysis people on the chat.
Sorry about that, people. I hope that is that not a treatable affliction? You just have to deal with it?
No, it only usually lasts like 30 seconds to a minute, but it's scary. It's scary.
I think that would be enough to, freak you right out.
Yes. Yes.
If you're just tuned in, a couple of quick stories that are big ones today. Jason Tatum, Celtics star, did suffer a ruptured Achilles last night in the Celtics loss to the Knicks. He's already had surgery, but not expected back, not even next season.
That's crazy.
That is a tough pill for the Celtics to swallow. They're down 3-1. Looks like their title reign is going to end here soon. The other big news of the day is pretty big. Pete Rose. Yeah, that guy, Pete Rose, has been reinstated by Major League Baseball. Rob Manfred made the announcement today. Rob Manfred, by the way, said that this was a result of the work of Pete Rose's lawyer, a guy by the name of Jeffrey Lenkov, who's been working on this for years and years and years. And if you watched the Pete Rose documentary, which was on HBO last year, I think it was two or three parts, Lenkov was on that talking about how he had been petitioning the commissioner and getting all of this stuff together. And the commissioner says, yeah, finally bought it. And the commissioner basically said, I've ruled that, now that Pete Rose has passed, he's died, there's no reason to keep him on the list any longer. That's what Manfred said. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to agree, and we have time even to, you can go on about this argument for 3 hours.
You could.
So, I said earlier they ought to remove the ban because Pete Rose has died. He got a lifetime ban. His lifetime's over. So I think it was fine. Remove the ban. Whether I'm voting him in, still questionable. And the people that do decide this, the Veterans Committee that decides on people that have been out of the game for as long as Pete Rose has, they don't meet again until 2027 in December. That's 2.5 years from now.
Might want to reconvene a little bit earlier, guys.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. But right now, that committee doesn't even meet for 2.5 more years. And there are 16 votes, apparently, in that committee. The Classic Baseball Era Committee, it's called. Rose would need 12 of 16 votes.
Do we know who votes on this?
I don't.
What's it called? The most pretentious voting people in the world?
Yes, the most pretentious voting classic. No, it's called the Classic Baseball Era Committee. So you can look up that, see what you can find out on that.
All right.
Mr. Scraby?
I am.
All right.
Here it is.
What do you got?
November 4th, 2024. The Classic Era ballot.
Yeah, that was last November, 2024. But they're not meeting again until 2027.
I'm looking at who is... it's comprised of 10 veteran historians.
Okay.
So even if I mention their name...
We're not going to know who they are.
Except for the only one I recognize, Susan Slusser of the San Francisco Chronicle, is on that. She's a legit baseball person. So.
Give me some of the other names. I might know a couple
Adrian
of them.
Burgos, nope. Bob Elliott, Jim Henneman, Steve Hurt, David O'Brien, Jim Reeves.
Steve Hurt's an Elias Sports Bureau guy.
Yep. Jim Reeves, Glenn Schwartz, Mark Wicker.
Mark Wicker?
Yep.
Yeah, he's a Orange County Register writer.
Yes.
Many years.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, those are legit.
They'll decide, but Tony's right. If they put Pete Rose in, then you, no matter what argument you want to make, you have to let it flow.
Yeah.
And then Bonds and McGuire and Clemens have to be at least, I think you have to, you know, end the moratorium against those guys.
But isn't that up, or no, I guess it's not up to the writers anymore.
Right, right. They passed on their voting, but now it'll be up to veterans committees whether to put those guys in.
That's interesting.
You're going to have to put them in.
If you put these other guys in.
I think.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
Very strange.
It's, like I said, I don't think it's that, you know, I think his lifetime ban was his lifetime. I think that's fair. I hate to agree with the commissioner, but I think I'm going to agree with the commissioner on this.
Okay.
So
you're taking it better than I thought. I thought you were going to be like, why are we doing this?
Because I met Pete Rose once, and I really liked Pete Rose. And I just, you know, I've always kind of quietly rooted for him to, you know, figure it out and admit it and just cross over that line, which we were all waiting for, which was, hey, I messed up. I did it. I wish I didn't, etc. But he never got there. And that's why it was difficult to always, you know, ever support Pete Rose 100%, even though I wanted to.
Yeah.
And all I can say about as a fan of watching Pete Rose play baseball, anybody from my day back in the black and white TV would tell you that Pete Rose was about as fun a baseball player to watch ever. So it's hard to separate all of that for me sometimes. You know, when somebody hits a pop fly to center field and jogs down to first base and waits for it to be caught?
Yeah.
Pete Rose was standing on third.
Ah. Was he that quick?
No, but that's my point
oh,
is
okay.
He hustled.
Johnny Hustle, isn't that his
Charlie.
Nickname?
Hustle.
Charlie Hustle. Charlie
Hustle.
Right. Why not Petey Hustle?
Don't know, but Charlie Hustle seemed to work.
Okay.
Why not Petey Hustle?
His name's Pete.
You can't change history.
Okay, fine.
But Rob Manfred's attempting to.
He is.
This announcement today.
He is.
All right. Still Cavaliers unsure whether Donovan Mitchell plays tonight. They have about an hour to decide. Steph Curry doesn't expect to play in Game 5. I think the Warriors are going to go home in Game 5. They just don't have enough without
him. I don't
think
they do either.
No. And we told you about Tatum being out. So that's going to affect that series. Take a break. Traffic? No. Just a break. Yes.
Just a break.
And then we have... Fantabulous Sports Game Show time, Scraby!
Yay!
We'll get Tony back. Yeah, I know. You're not that thrilled.
Yay!
Because you usually get your butt kicked. We'll see what happens today when we return. I've got some news for you. 3:35 is the time. Welcome back, Gwen and Chris. 97.3 The Fan. You know, when I say Xander Bogaerts haters, unfortunately, a lot of people just creeped a little closer to the radio. I mean, there are so many of you out there. Braden was even telling me that there were people on the chat today blaming him for the loss last night.
What did he do?
I guess he didn't do something. I don't
know. Well, okay. You know, since I was at the game,
I think he did make an out with a runner on base once. He also grounded out with two men on base, but the pitcher threw the ball away and two runs scored. Thanks to Jackson Merrill's incredible hustle again.
Xander, I'm trying to think of. Well, he hit the sac fly, so he got an RBI on that in the eighth inning, which they definitely needed until they didn't.
Yeah, until it didn't do them any good.
Gosh, there was something I was going to say about Xander, and I forgot.
I don't know. He left a couple runners on base. But anyway.
Oh, when he came home. I didn't get a chance to go back and see this play. When he came home and ran into the catcher.
He was sent. It was two outs. He was trying to score from second on a hit. That's
no,
what everybody
I know, but
do.
I think people are upset about that, which is not his fault because they waved him in.
Yeah. Look, people are absolutely ridiculous when it comes to Xander. Here's the good news for you, though. They dropped him one spot in the order tonight. Scraby, give us the rest of the Padre lineup if you have a moment, please.
I do. Fernando Tatis Jr. leading off playing right field. Arise, second. First base, or batting second, playing first base. Manny Machado playing third, batting third. Jackson Merrill cleaning up in center field. Gavin Sheets hitting fifth, DHing. Xander Bogaerts, sixth, shortstop. Then Cronenworth in seventh position, playing second. Jason Hayward playing left field at eight. Maldonado catching at nine. And Cease's pitching.
Jose Soriano, right-hander on the mound for the Halos. And we'll get underway at 6:40 tonight at Petco Park. Last night was the Scrabinator game. I'll just say this. I want to say a quick shout out to Dylan. He was not there last night, But Dylan's mother, Julie, was there. And Julie told me that within the last year or so, Dylan, who's 12 years old, called in to play Chris vs. the Fans one night, or one day.
Okay.
Although he used his mom's phone. She didn't know.
Okay.
She was listening to the show elsewhere in the house.
Okay.
Didn't know, but Dylan called, and it came up with her name because it was her phone. You went, hey, let's go to Julie as the next contestant because you were reading off the prompter.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay. Dylan is 12, so the voice hasn't necessarily matured yet.
Okay.
We didn't make the connection, and Dylan never corrected us.
Oh, gosh.
We called him Julie the whole time he was on.
Oh, gosh.
He got to the third question before he finally bowed out in his appearance.
Oh, no.
I don't think that's on us, necessarily. We didn't know, but apologies to you, Dylan. And first of all, thanks for playing as a 12-year-old and coming on and taking on Chris vs. the Fans. And thanks to Julie, who was there last night as a Scrabinator winner.
Okay. Yes. All right. Yes. Julie was great. All right. I put it all together now. But that is unfortunate for us, Chris.
That was just a funny story. Julie couldn't wait to share the story with me last night. So
yes, Julie also won. She was her name was at least called during the Biggest Fan. She didn't win the Biggest Fan, obviously, because our guy Rod won the Biggest Fan.
Oh,
her,
the yes,
Julie's
the
big
prize.
Yes.
Thank you, Julie, and hi to Dylan out there.
Yes. Hello, Dylan.
Yes. And next time, Dylan, just tell us, hey, it's Dylan. We'll be happy to have you aboard.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, okay. Of course.
Any quick stories for you? We got a minute before we go to the game.
No, we can just go to it now, though.
We'll go to the game after traffic.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
I'm gonna go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
And hi, how are you? Welcome to it, everybody. Fresh out of hair and makeup, ready to host the the proceedings here today. You know those game show hosts come running out onto the stage, you know, just full of excitement and enthusiasm,
of course,
you know?
Of course.
Yeah. You know, moments before they're standing backstage probably bitching about their something.
And then I have to do this right now? Hey, everybody, how you doing today?
Right, yeah, that's exactly. It seems so phony when they run out. It always does.
Kind of.
All right, here we go with our game show today, Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. You ought to know the rules by now, but if you're new to it, I'll give the category here shortly, Scraby versus Tony. They will begin exchanging what they hope are correct answers. Every time you give an answer, that's off the board, of course. There are 15 correct answers today, guys, so you only need 8 to win. And first person to 8 wins, or if you get one wrong or somehow repeat an answer, which doesn't ever happen, but it could, you get a strike. 3 strikes, you are out. So
Chris was bragging about this topic at the Scrabinator night last night.
I had to, because people were talking about segment at the Scrabinator. They're like, I love to see Scraby get his, you know what, kicked on Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. And so they were asking me if we were ready to play today. And I said, yes, I have the category. And I'm ready to go.
They asked me if it was true that Tony beats me every time, and I said, there is no way I'm taking a dive every single week just so Tony wins. There's zero chance.
So Tony can feel good about
it. Yeah. All you have to do is see Scraby's reaction. That cannot be faked.
No. No, so, it cannot.
All right, 15 correct answers, and I'll give you the category. You can play along out there, see how many of the 15 you get right. I think it's a tough category. But it's baseball related, and both of you guys certainly know your baseball. Scrabe, you play a lot of fantasy sports. You should be in on this as well. Manny Machado has hit 138 home runs this decade. That means starting in 2020 till now. And I mean till right now. Okay? So it's up to the minute. Since 2020, the beginning of 2020, he's hit 138 home runs. 15 players have hit more than him.
Wow.
15 players in Major League Baseball since the start of 2020 have hit more than Manny Machado. I will tell you that all 15 are active and playing this season. So, you know, they didn't just do it in 2020 and 2021 or something. They're all still playing.
Okay.
So you got to name the 15 guys that have hit more homers than Manny this decade. And, Scraby, you get the choice of whether you'd like to go first or turn it over to Tony to start the proceedings today.
I'm going to go first.
Go ahead, and who's your first guess?
Judge.
Aaron Judge. He's at the top of the list.
All rise.
All rise. Mr. Judge has 219 home runs.
Wow.
This decade. I should tell you that Manny has 138. Did I say that at the beginning?
Did.
Okay.
Yes.
So everybody's got to have more than 138.
Okay.
Judge has 219. He's number one on the list. Tony, home runs this decade.
Ooh, man.
More than Manny. More than Manny. Oh, Tony's already. This is very strange, Scraby.
No, Tony's picking through which one he wants to use.
Oh, I see. You think he's...
No, I'm not picking through. I gotta come to some... Gotta come to my...
you gotta get into the topic. Maybe he's being a Fugazi right now.
Let's go with Ramirez from Cleveland.
Jose Ramirez, the first one you think of, Tony. That is correct. Jose's got 151 home runs. He is eighth this decade on the home run list. Okay, Scrape, 13 correct answers remaining. We're tied at one.
Surprised Tony didn't go with Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, well, you're going with Shohei Ohtani, I guess. And he's number two on the list with 197. That is correct. So Scraby takes a 2-1 lead. We're looking for home run hitters this decade that have hit more than Manny Machado. Tony, you're up.
Back to me, huh? Let's see.
Back to you. I could go to Dave Marcus for a turn if you'd like, but not really in the spirit of the game.
Oh, man. Homers.
I might have found one that Tony's, either he's sandbagging
I'm just like kind of waking up into the baseball, you know, acronym thing. Let's go. How about Riley with the Braves?
Ooh. Wow. You're thinking of some good ones, Tony. Austin Riley is correct. Got 143, which is only 5 more than Manny, but it's enough to have him on the list. He is number 11 overall on this list, and that takes us back to Scraby in a 2-2 tie. Who you got, Scrape?
Kyle Schwarber.
Kyle Schwarber.
Ooh,
I'll tell you what. I'll give you Scraby. I'll give you this, Scraby.
What?
Your first three guesses are 1, 2, and 3 on the list.
Well,
so you've done very well.
That's it for me.
Schwarber is third with 188 home runs this decade. And it seems like he hits one almost every night me on the highlights. I know he's got 14 this year. He and Judge are leading the league this year. All right, 3-2, Scraby. Tony, time for you to try to tie it up again.
How about his teammate, Mr. Bryce Harper?
Bryce Harper. You would think he'd be on there, but that is going
like
to cost
you
a strike.
Wow. Not a fan of that, buddy.
Yeah, sorry to hear that. Bryce Harper does not. Either way you look at it, he doesn't have as many as Manny this decade. I don't have the whole list to tell you exactly how many he has, but he's not ahead of Manny on this list. So that's
a strike
for Tony Gwynn Jr. Scraby, you are a chance to take a bit of a cushion here.
I'm going to go with Juan Soto.
Yeah, you took one of Tony's favorites there. 153.
I know. I was
surprised. 53 for Soto. He's up. He's the sixth on the list. So Scraby's got 1, 2, 3, and 6. Tony's named 7 and 10. And there are 9 correct answers remaining, but now Scraby leads by 2. Tony.
Scraby, I'm not a fan of you right now. You're making this quite interesting.
Home runs this decade is the category today. And, we haven't found many categories that have slowed Tony down over the years. Might be slowing him down today.
I didn't say Freddie Freeman yet, have I?
No. You have not?
Let's go Freddie Freeman.
Freddie Freeman.
Stay right, too.
Whoa!
Freddie Freeman is not on the list. He's ahead of Manny Machado's in home runs.
I've never been in this position before.
Yes, you have.
It is going to take an all-time collapse now, Scraby.
It's totally possible. Totally possible.
It's always possible, but Tony has 2 strikes. Scraby has a 4-2 lead, and you only need 4 more to win, Scraby.
Oh, I just got that one.
What about...
What do you got? Home runs this decade, more than Manny Machado.
Oh. Pete Alonso.
You just took the polar bear from me.
Yes!
4th on the list. Pete Alonso's number 4.
Yes.
Scraby's done it by getting 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6 on the list. And this could be over right here.
I'm celebrating too much.
Tony could strike out. This is a man who won the category for... most popular dog breeds.
Yep.
He won a category for
European countries. Which Russia was a part of.
I'm
still angry about
Russia. I know
Russia.
You're still mad. I mean, every crazy category, the hottest states in the country. And, Tony's done it all. But maybe we found his undoing today. Home runs this decade.
Homers.
Yeah, this decade home runs. There are still 8 correct answers remaining, Tony. You need to come up with one to stay in the game.
Give me Yordan.
Yordan Alvarez. Could you imagine if Tony struck out right here?
That would be crazy.
He's okay. 140. Yordan Alvarez only has 2 more, but it's enough to keep you going in the game. Alvarez does have 2 more home runs than Manny Machado, so it is 5-3. Scraby in a commanding position. And you're torn.
Torn?
I'm a little thrown by you having this lead as well. I'm having trouble, making my way through the category myself. All right, who do you have, Scrape? You're on a roll.
Ooh, Tony just took it. All right.
That was going to be your guess, huh?
Yes, now I got to reset real quick.
All right.
Let's go with...
Dang, I'm struggling right
me
now.
Me too.
It's a tough category, but they're all active players.
All right, let's try this one. I don't know if this is right, but Francisco Lindor?
That's a quick strike. I'm going to give you just
a quick strike.
Yeah, that was... I don't even think Lindor's in the running there. All right.
He hits like 30 home runs a year.
He did last year. All right, so 2 strikes for Tony, 1 for Scraby. And look, this only is fair for my side, because last week, whatever the category was, you guys got them all without one incorrect answer.
That's true.
So this is the show strikes back today.
The show strikes back, huh?
All right, we got 5 for Scraby. Tony, again, you need 1 to stay alive. The number 5 guy in this list is still there, number 8, 9, and on down the line. You need to get a power hitter ahead of Manny in home runs this decade.
How about Matt Olson?
Matt Olson of the Atlanta Braves. Pretty good power hitter. And number five on this list with 177. So
you know I'm in trouble because every time I say what I'm like holding on for dear life. Right, I don't know. I really don't know.
Matt Olson is fifth. So you guys have one through seven now. And you've got, you know, this is tough. Still to go. 8, 9, 11, 12, and let's see, 14 and 15. So there's six left. Scraby leads 5-4. It is really, I'm going to say it's tricky. All of the guys that are left are within 10 homers of Manny. So they're not very far ahead of him, but just enough to be on this list.
Oh, no.
You need to come up with one, Scrabe, or it would be your second strike.
I know.
And you are going with here.
I am thinking. Okay, all right.
Okay, okay,
okay, okay.
Feel
all
it?
Right. Okay,
feel it?
All right.
Feel good?
Paul Goldschmidt.
Who was it?
Goldschmidt.
Paul Goldschmidt. How does Tom Payne do it, Tony? Strike two. Strike two. Paul Goldschmidt not on there.
Didn't he win an MVP?
He did, but he's not on the list. He's not ahead of...
Did he win an MVP? Yeah, he won one. Yeah, but
that's not the question today.
That's not the question. Did he win an MVP?
I don't like this.
Tony has a chance to tie it back up.
Oh, no.
And if Tony ties it, then that means Scraby would then have to come up with one or he would strike out and end the game.
I've ran out of names.
Got to come up with one. Tony has to come up with one first. So, you know, right now the edge is still yours, Scraby. Both have two strikes. Scraby leads 5-4. Six correct answers. Name any of them, Tony, and it'll be enough to tie the game. More home runs than Manny this decade.
We're going back to the Bravos. How about Marcell Ozuna?
Oh, that's a good one. That is a good one. Manny has 138, and I have this. Ozuna last night hit number 133.
Whoa!
It's an incorrect answer. Scraby has won it.
You know, I would have lost this game if it came back to me. I got nothing.
You had no more?
What messes me up is that, you know, 2020 was only like 60 games.
I know.
Yes,
that was troublesome.
It makes it a little more difficult.
Fernando missed too many games, right?
No, Fernando missed a whole year.
Yeah.
He's at 115, so he's not there. Some of the guys who just missed are Corey Seager, Marcus Semien, Kyle Tucker. But here are the six that are ahead of Manny. Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Ooh, I didn't even think about that.
Rafael Devers.
I did think about him. I
thought about him.
Teoscar Hernandez.
Did not think about him.
A guy who's been picking him up lately. Eugenio Suarez.
See, I was on the fence because that dude was punching a lot, but he was still hitting homers.
Just enough ahead of Manny. The other two, Anthony Santander. Had a big year last year.
That one.
And Mookie Betts.
See, just I didn't know.
I was on the fence of Mookie, too.
Yeah. That's it, man. You guys, I mean, those are all tough because it was so close. It was very close. But after last week, you guys ran the table. I feel a little better today.
That was a good category, Chris.
Congratulations, Scraby. You have the win, and you are the champ for now of the Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
Hold on. I gotta play this because, you know, I never get to win, so.
Oh, it feels good.
Thank you.
Oh, brother. All right, on that note, we'll get ready for everybody else out there to get to play some trivia. Chris versus the fans is next on the docket. You can play that, 833-288-0973. Scraby's the champ here. You might be on your way to Vegas when we come back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.